Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is, let's see, it's the 19th, nope, 21st of, I think we are looking at the 21st, yes, of August 2019. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 25 in the afternoon. That means a small craft advisory is in effect. Wind waves from the south 4 feet at 5 seconds apart. West swells 4 feet at 12 seconds, building to 8 feet at 12 seconds in the afternoon. And the 12 seconds, when I say at 12 seconds, that means that 12 seconds between wave crests. If you were sitting out there in a vessel and a wave went under your boat, 12 seconds later, another one would. That's the wave period between wave crests. And rain is in the forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms this morning. And today we're going to be talking about a new fee that the Port of Astoria is charging ships for passing by the port on their way upriver. I'm not sure if it's downriver as well, but at any rate, $300 transit fee for passing the Port of Astoria. And so this fee will help the port defray costs to maintain Pier 1, which is a place where ships could go if they have an emergency on the lower river. So we'll talk more about that in just a minute and about the reaction of other ports on the Columbia to that and how it might affect overall shipping on the Columbia. But first of all, let's take a look at who's coming and going on the river today. We have one inbounder, the Sea Hope, arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland to pick up potash, and she'll pass Astoria around 7:30 this morning, maybe arriving upriver in the anchorage there by about 9 a.m. The Nord Columbia in our Astoria anchorage is headed to Portland to pick up potash today, leaving around 11 p.m. She could arrive upriver in Portland by about 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That leaves some vessels awaiting orders. The MSXT Athena, the Four Coal, the Tokyo Spirit, the Pan Daisy, the Lemisos Wind, the Blessed Luck. All those vessels are awaiting orders. They're all anchored offshore off Astoria. And our outbounders, the ships that are heading downriver and out to sea, the Fortune Rainbow, heading out of Kalama around 1 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6 a.m., let's see. She could have corn, soy, or wheat on board. And the Anzac Green River heading out of Portland, soda ash on board, leaving around 2 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 a.m. I think it might be one of these, or maybe even the Endurance SW, which headed out of Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board around 2 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. I'm not sure which of these vessels it was, but or maybe around 7 o'clock, I heard that those five blasts of a ship's horn out there, and that is the sign that a ship is essentially letting another vessel know that that there's potential danger there. That's the sort of the cut to the chase. And so when you hear that sound out on the river, if you're within earshot of the river, it means that a boat is in the channel or a vessel's in the channel in the way of a ship. And since we have the Buoy 10 fishery going on, I'll bet that the ship was letting a fishing boat, a small recreational boat, know that they were kind of in danger of a big, huge ship bearing down on them while they were fishing. So you hear that signal, that horn signal, is five blasts, possibly more, of a ship's horn. It's really letting people know that this is a huge ship coming by that can't stop and to please, please get out of the channel. The ships can't maneuver out of the channel. They're just too deep, but the small boats can. And so it's it is your legal obligation also to get out of the way. The ATB Sound Reliance, we've got the Fortune Rainbow heading downriver, those three that I mentioned. The ATB Sound Reliance is leaving Portland, refined petroleum on board, leaving around 4 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 a.m. The Nantong K is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 1 p.m., passing Astoria outbound then around 6 p.m. And the Southern Highway is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Hondas on board. Could be some Fords as well going to Asia. Leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. So brand new American cars headed to Asia. Usually, I would say the majority of the cars that come into on ships in the river are being delivered from Asia to the United States. This is an example that I know of U.S. cars going overseas. The Tufty is leaving Longview with logs on board around 4:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. as she heads for the Columbia River Bar. And the Florida is a petroleum tanker leaving Portland around 9 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. on Thursday. And all of our petroleum carriers on the river here are all carrying some form of refined petroleum, jet fuel, gasoline, maybe biodiesel, no crude oil generally on the river. We did have a little bit of that happening, but I don't think it is anymore. Out of Klatsk and I think they're doing ethanol out of there now. But at any rate, let's talk about the Port of Astoria. I went to the Port of Astoria's commission meeting yesterday, and I learned that the Port of Astoria has begun, you may have read the articles about it intending to do this, but it has actually begun charging ships a $300 transit fee for passing the Port of Astoria on the Columbia River. The new fee kicked in at the end of last month. So it's been going on during the month of August. Acting Port Director Will Easom said the fee will help the port offset the costs of maintaining ship access to Pier 1. That includes maintaining the structure of the pier and dredging the area around it as well, because there's a lot of silt on the river, and they have to do a lot of dredging activity next to Pier 1 to keep it open for the cruise ships and also for any other vessels that might need to use it. The Port of Astoria is the only place that ships have to go on this lower part of the river if they encounter problems such as mechanical breakdowns, other situations that cause them to need a berth. So Easom discussed the new fee during that Port Commission meeting. Vessels 250 feet or longer must pay the fee. Recreational vessels, tugs, and government ships are exempt. Easom said, judging by the volume of ships typically passing Astoria, the fee could add up to $400,000 or $500,000 a year in revenue for the port. Now, this fee is assessed to the shipper and is billed to the ship's agent, who is a shoreside liaison between ships and ports. So every ship is assigned an agent. That's kind of a little bit of added information here. They have to deal with an agent, especially the foreign flag vessels. When they come into the Columbia, they need to consult with an agent in order to get a lot of paperwork done, and basically the billing for that fee is handled through those ship's agents. Other ports on the Columbia have sent letters to the Port of Astoria denouncing this fee, which they feel will make the river less attractive as a destination for cargo ships. Now, here's an article from the Longview Daily News from the end of July that talks a little bit about that fee from the perspective of upriver ports such as Longview and a group called the Columbia River Steamship Operators Association. So I'll share a little bit from this article. Has said it is prepared to sue the Port of Astoria because it believes the fee conflicts with the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution, and the group's executive director, said the group's executive director, Kate Mickelson. Port officials fear the new fee, this is at the Port of Longview, will discourage shippers from doing business with Longview and other Columbia River ports and will open the door for other ports to assess similar fees. Mickelson, she's the head of the Columbia River Steamship Operators Association, said the fee could set a precedent for other ports. If that happens, the fee assessments will ripple into an economic calamity to shipping in our system. So that's the reaction of other entities along the Columbia River that are also handling cargo and other things relating to those ships. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. Right now, every commercial cargo vessel that passes the port is being charged that fee. You've been listening to the Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.